purposes. We study your word.
当我们去读你话语的时候，求你和我们同在。
Give us hearts that understand your word.
开我们的心，让我们能够明白你的话语。
Help us to walk in your path.
帮助我们真的行在你的道上。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。Amen.
All right, we are talking about what it means to be like Christ.
我们在讲像基督意味着什么。
And I want to finish up today this section.
所以今天我想把这一部分讲完。
I told you last time that part of what I want you to understand is the balance of a holy life.
我上次想告诉大家的是这个圣洁生活的这样一个平衡。
Time I told you you have been made holy.
上次我讲到神使你们成为圣洁。
That has already been done.
那是已经一件完成的事。
And you are currently being made holy.
现在我们神也正在使我们成为圣洁，我们也正在成为圣洁。
When Christ comes into your life,
当耶稣进到我们的生命中的时候，
Spirit fills you, you are made holy.
圣灵充满我们，我们成为圣洁，神使我们成为圣洁。
But day after day after day, that process continues.
但是每一天呢，这个在成为圣洁的这个路上，我们也在成长。
Today I want to look at another balance in this, in a holy life.
现在我们要看就是圣洁生命中的另外一个，就是两方面一个需要平衡的地方。
Paul says you are saints.
保罗说你们是圣徒。
And the word saint simply means a holy person.
圣徒就意味着一个圣洁的人。
You are saints.
说你们是圣徒。
You must live as saints.
那你们也要活得就像圣徒。
So let me ask you to start by imagining a person.
你们来想象一个人。
Who joins the army.
比如他参军了。
Now when he joins the army, he's given a uniform.
当他参军以后呢，那当然就给了他一套就是军装。
And this uniform marks him as a soldier.
那军装就穿上军装就意味着他现在是一名士兵了。
He is also given a manual.
他也有一套给他一本一个手册。
The code of conduct for soldiers.
就是那个新兵的这个士兵手册。
This is how you live as a soldier. Here's how you act.
就是你作为士兵你该怎么来生活，这你来如何来行动。
Now you understand it takes quite a lot longer to learn that code of conduct than it does to put on the uniform.
你们当然明白，就是要学这个手册，而且行出来，比他穿上一套军装要时间要长得多。
Is this young man a soldier when he first joins the army?
当这个年轻人就是刚参军的时候，他是不是就是士兵了呢？
Yeah.
是的。
Soldier already.
他已经是一名士兵了。
He can wear the uniform.
他可以穿上军装。
But he has a lot to learn.
但是他还有很多要学习的。
That's why he's going to boot camp and sergeants are going to yell at him.
那就是为什么他要去新兵训练营，那个军官会对他喊。
They are teaching him to live as a soldier.
这个军官在训练他像一个士兵那样子来行动，来生活。
He's already a soldier, but he is learning to live.
他已经是一名士兵了，但是他也在学习，就是像士兵那样的来生活。
Now imagine a young man who goes to Goodwill.
想象一个年轻人，他去一个店里。
And he finds a used army uniform for sale.
比如想象一个年轻人去那个旧货店，然后他看到有那个旧的军装在卖。
Buys it and puts it on.
然后他就买下来，他就穿上。
But he has no intention of following any kind of a code of conduct.
但是他却一点都不想说，哦，我要遵守一个那个新兵手册准则，士兵守则。
Is he a soldier?
他是一名士兵吗？
No. Just putting on the uniform does not make him a soldier.
单单穿上军装并不能让你成为一名士兵。
Last summer, Stacy and I went up to Boston for a week.
去年呢，我女儿跟我们去了波士顿。
And one day we went over the bus over to Harvard.
然后有一天呢，我们就坐公共汽车去了那个哈佛大学。
Went to a couple museums.
然后我们就去参观那个校园上的一些博物馆。
And then went in a bookstore and they had Harvard sweatshirts for sale.
然后呢，他们就有这个书店里面就有这个哈印着哈佛那个学校的名称的这个T 恤衫在卖。
And I said, you know, you don't have to have a student ID to buy these.
然后我就得给我女儿说，哎，你看，你不需要学生证，你就可以买这个。
I should buy one and wear it, and people will think that, you know, I'm from Harvard.
然后我应该买一件这个 T 恤衫穿上，别人觉得哦，你是哈佛来的。
But once I saw the price tag, I decided it really wasn't worth it.
那个价格，我说算了吧，还是别买了。
But ever since then, I've noticed people when I see them out with, you know,sweatshirts from different universities, and I've always wondered now, I wonder if they actually went there or if they just bought the sweatshirt.
然后我有现在就看到有人穿着那个 T 恤衫嘛，都有那个不同的大学的这个印的名称，我就在想说，他们只是这样穿上的，还是他们真的去了那个学校？
Paul writes to the church at Corinth.
然后保罗写信给哥林多教会的人说，
and he says, you're saints.
说你们是圣徒。
But I told you last time, they are living in a city that does not know what it means to be a saint.
但是哥林多教会的人，他们住在这个一个城市里面，可是不知道圣洁是什么。
Chapter 6.
First Corinthians, right?
First Corinthians.
哥林多前书第六章。
Paul begins to give a list of sins.
保罗就给了这个圣徒的一个清单，一个列表。
And if you read about ancient Corinth,
如果你去读那个关于那个古代哥林多城市的这个记载，
you'll realize that when he gives this list, it's almost as if he's just copying it off a sign in the city.
如果好像在保罗给出来这个清单的时候，就是哥林，好像你觉得他写的保罗告诉他不要这样做，好像保罗写的这不要这样做就是这个城市的街道的标志。
Because these are the qualities of the people who live there.
因为呢，这些就是哥林多城市的人的标志，就是他们的特征。
And some of them,
他们其中有些人
were things that the city was proud of. Not just that people did it, but the city kind of prided itself in. This is the place you can come and commit this sin.
然后那个城市不单单是这样做，好像他们还引以为荣，就说哦，你来到我们这个城市，你们就可以做这样的行这样的事，就是在我们就是罪各行各种各样的罪。
In fact, other places turned the name of the city Corinth into a verb.
你知道吗？别的城市把哥林多城呢，把它转变成了一个动词。
To Corinthianize someone meant to corrupt their morals.
就是让一个城市成为哥林多，那就意味着就是把对方的那个道德败坏，使什么什么东西败坏。
So imagine you are a new believer growing up who has lived in this city.
想象一下，你是一个刚信主的人，你就是从小在这个城市里长大的。
Surrounded by this way of life.
就是你周围都是这样生活的方式。
And now you're a believer.
现在你信主了。
And Paul writes and says,
保罗说，
I'm writing to you as saints.
保罗说我是写给你们圣徒。
He says that, don't be deceived, verse 9.
他第九节他说不要自欺。
And he gives a list of sins.
然后他就列出来一系列的罪。
Those who are sexually immoral.
无论是淫乱的。
Idol worshippers.
拜偶像的。
Adulterers,
奸淫的
those who practice homosexuality,
做娈童的就是同性恋的
thieves,
偷窃的
then he throws in something for South Florida, those who are greedy,
然后他有一些东西就是描述南佛州的贪婪的
he doesn't want to leave us out,
他不是说就不把我们给
drunkards,
醉酒的辱骂的勒索的
it's a list,of the things they're used to doing.
这就是他们哥林多城市的人通常会做的事情。
And he says, these will not inherit the kingdom of God.
说这些都不能承受神的国。
And then he says this wonderful statement.
然后下边他有一个很好的一个陈述。
And such were some of you.
他说你们中间也有人从前也是这样。
Dear saints,
那亲爱的圣徒们呢
？These things, those who practice these things, will not be part of God's kingdom.
去行这些事的人都不是神的国度里，不能进入神的国度，不能承受神的国。
And this describes some of you.
但是呢，你们其中有些人从前是
这样的。But what I want you to see this morning is what he says next.
我想让大家就是看到的是他下边要讲的。
Because I have met believers who think that the next sentence is something like this.
因为呢，我碰到有的基督徒，他们把下一句是这样子来思想的。
And I realize that there's nothing you can do about it.
我意识到说你什么也做不了。
You will continue to practice these sins.
你要继续的行这些事。
But it's okay.
但是没有关系。
You now have the uniform.
你现在已经有这个军装了。
And God sees the uniform, not what you're doing.
神看到的是你的军装，而不是你的行为。
But Paul doesn't say that.
但是这不是保罗说了。
He says.
保罗说的是。
Such were some of you.
你们中间有人从前也是这样。
Verse 11. But you were washed.
但如今你们奉，但是你们已经洗净了。
You were sanctified, you were made holy.
你们已经洗净成圣称义了。
You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
你们奉我们主耶稣基督的名已经成圣了。
And by the Spirit of our God.
这一切的成就是借着我们神的灵。
Do you see what he says?
你知道保罗所说的吗？
This is who you were.
这是你从前是这样的
But now,
但是现在你已经被洁净了
And you will live a new way.
那你就要以一种新的生活方式来
生活 He is saying, you have been made holy.
他是说保罗说的是你们已经神已经使你们成为圣洁
You must now live as someone who is holy.
但是你现在活的就要像一个圣洁之人
One paraphrase of this paragraph puts it like this.
另外一个就是有点像那个，就是有一段是这么来描述的。
You are saints.
你们是圣徒。
Act like it.
那你就活得要像圣徒。
That's what he's saying.
那就是他保罗所说的。
God made you holy.
神已经使你们成圣。
Go live that way.
那你们就去照着那样的来生活。
I've told you before, Paul does this over and over in his letters.
保罗在他的书信中不断的这样的写。
Ephesians.
以弗所书
Three chapters. This is what God has done for you.
头三章都在讲说这是神为你们所成就的
Chapter four begins. Therefore.
第四章就说所以
Because of what he's done.
因为神为我们所做的
This is how you will live. Three more chapters.
然后所以你们要这样生活就下边三章又是这样讲
Colossians.
哥罗西书
Two chapters. This is what God has done.
两章头两章讲出这是神为你们所做的
And then he says,
然后他接着说
if you, chapter 3 verse 1、
嗯、
if you have been raised with Christ seek the things that are above
所以你们若真与基督一同复活就当求在上面的事
set your minds on things that are above not on things that are on earth
你们要思念上面的事不要思念地上的事
nowWhat Paul is saying is not this.
保罗所说的不是这个。
Okay, you're Christians now.
你现在是基督徒了。
So just kind of go through life with your mind on heaven.
不是就是过你的生活哦你的思想只是在天堂上。
Kind of try to talk with a very holy voice.
然后你在讲话的时候以一种好像听着很圣洁的声音在讲。
Just, you know,Ignore this world and just keep your mind up there somewhere.
就不要管你周围世界的事儿，就是专心的，就是让你的思想定睛于天堂。
Paul doesn't say that.
保罗不是这样说的。
Paul knows we live in this world.
保罗知道我们生活在这个世界上。
You know, Paul was a tent maker.
保罗是织帐篷的。
That means he made tents.
那就意味着保罗要做帐篷。
And why did he make tents?
保罗为什么要去做帐篷呢？就是要谋生，要就是他就是自己要生，这样他可以挣钱养活自己。想一想
，Paul was an incredibly practical writer in his books.
保罗在他的书信里可是写的非常的实际。
And so when Paul says, "Put your mind on heavenly things,"
所以当保罗说你们要思念上面的事
，I imagine Paul sitting there, he's spending you know 10-12 hours sewing a tent in this heavy material, hard work.
然后我就想保罗每天可能花十个小时在那儿缝那个帐篷，织帐篷，那是很辛苦的工作。
And brother Quincy comes along and says, oh, I want to buy a tent.
然后那昆士就过来说，哦，我要买一顶帐篷。
How much is it? And Paul gives him a price.
然后说这个帐篷多少钱，他就给保罗就告诉
他。Oh, no, 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 you're a Christian, I'm a Christian.
你要说，哎，你是基督徒，我也是基督徒。
Give me a, you know, I only want to give you a third of what you.
我只想给你，就是你给我的价钱，我只想出三分之一。
Now Paul says, my mind is set on heavenly things.
保罗会说，哎呀，我的在思念天上的事。
Money doesn't matter.
所以钱不重要。
You can have it.
那你就拿走吧。
No, he didn't do that.
保罗可不是这样说的。
I'll tell you what he did.
你知道保罗怎么说？保罗怎么做？
He was a Jewish tradesman making a living.
他是一个犹太人，他现在是要，这是他的生计。
And he said, "Are you trying to cheat me?"
然后说，难道你想要欺，就是欺诈我吗？
I can only come down $5.
我只能给你减五块钱。
Okay, I'll come up five. And finally, they meet somewhere in the middle.
然后他们两个就这样讨价还价，最后。
Paul is incredibly practical.
保罗是非常实际的。
He doesn't mean you don't live in this world.
他不意味着说你就没有活在那个现实的世界中。
Here's what he means in Colossians.
那保罗在哥罗西书他所讲的其实就是
you live in this world.
你活在这个世界上。
But you know that your citizenship ultimately is in heaven.
但是你知道你最终的你的这个国籍是在天上。
And so you do nothing in this world. That would harm your citizenship.
所以你在这个世界上不去做任何可以损害你天上国籍的这个事情。
So Paul did not let Quincy take advantage of him.
所以保罗也不会让别人就是利用他或者就欺负他。
I'm kind of jealous you got to buy a tent from Paul.
如果你能从保罗那边买顶帐篷，那我会有点。
But the other thing that Paul didn't do is this.
但是保罗另外一方面，保罗也没有说。
This corner here has some tears and it's kind of poor quality.
说这个帐篷的这个下面这个地方有点不太好，这个质量不太好，有点撕坏了。
Let me fold this up.
让我把这个给把它给叠起来，看不见。
So he won't see it until he's already paid and gets home.
所以让他这个顾客呢，他看不到回到家才能打开。
Paul's citizenship is in heaven.
因为保罗他是天上的国
民。And he isn't going to do something here.
他不会在这里做一些事情。
That violates the code of conduct.
会违背他的
citizens of heaven.
在天上的国民的行为准则。
And so he says,
所以他说
set your mind on things that are above. Let that guide your life.
他说让你们要思念上面的事，让这一些。来引导你的生活。
Verse three.
第三节。
You have died.
因为你们已经死了，你们的旧
生。When you are baptized, you are buried with Christ.
当我们受洗的时候，我们与基督一同埋葬。
You have died. Your life is hidden with Christ in God.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
Paul says, you are dead.
保罗说你们死了。
But now look at verse five.
但是你们看第五节。
Put to death. What is earthly? What is sinful in you?
但是他这里就说要致死你们在地上的肢体。
And he goes through some of the same lists from Corinthians.
然后他又把在哥林多。
Sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desires, covetousness.
就把哥林多前书第六章那里列出来，这个又列里面，就旧如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪。
He says the wrath of God is coming because of these things.
说因这些事，神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。
And then he says the same thing he said to Corinth. You too once walked in these sins.
然后他对哥罗西教会说的也跟哥林多教会说的一样，他说从前你们也是这样的。
But now you must put them all away.
他说现在你们要弃绝这一切的事。
And he goes on with more of it.
然后他又讲更多。
Anger, wrath, malice, slander, obscene talk, lying.
恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语。
Paul's teaching is this.
保罗的教导是这样的。
And the order, this is so important, the order.
这个很重要的就是这个顺序。
Does Paul say, I'll give you a test to see if you've been listening the last few weeks.
我给大家一个小测验，看前几个星期大家是不是在听课。
Does Paul teach, put away those things so that you can become a Christian?
保罗有没有说你们把这些事情都弃绝，你把这些事情都弃绝，以至于你们可以圣洁，以至于你们可以成为基督徒，保罗是这样讲的吗？
Yes or no？
是还是不是？有一位摇头。
Or does
或者保罗说的是
Because you are holy，
因为你们是圣洁，所以你们要拒绝这些事。
Do you see the difference？
大家有看到这个不同吗？
And that difference is、
那个、
absolutely crucial to our Christian life。
那个区别，这个不同之处，对我们的基督徒生命是至关重要的。
If you are trying to put those things away in order to become holy, you're going to be frustrated.
如果你就是想要说弃绝这些事，以至于你可以成为圣洁，那你会非常的灰心丧气。
I have quoted sometimes in here the Methodist preacher John Wesley.
我给大家以前讲过约翰威斯理的故事。
And one reason I like to read his writing is because he helps me to understand this in his own personal life.
我之所以喜欢读他的作品，就他写的，就是因为他根据自己的经历把这个讲得很清楚。
Trying to do math here.
我现在想在这里做个数学。
10-12 years.
大概有10到12年之久。
He read Colossians backwards.
他那个哥林多的书信他是倒过来读的。
He tried desperately to put away these sins in order to be holy.
他非常的想要说，就是他。非常无望的在那里努力啊，想要弃绝这些罪，以至于他可以成为圣洁。
He and his brother and friend George Whitfield were students at Oxford.
他跟他的弟弟查尔斯·威斯里还是怀特菲尔德，他们是牛津大学的学生。
And from what I can read at that period of time, Oxford was a lot like Corinth.
从那我来读的，当时的牛津大学就跟哥林多那个城差不了，好差不多。
Didn't go there for an education at that time.
你去那个牛津不是为了得到一个好的教育。
But the two brothers and George Whitfield, they start a little club and they call it the Holy Club.
然后呢，他们三个人就开始了小小的一个学生，就是一个团契这样一个团体，称为圣洁团体。
Goal is to help them to become holy.
他的目标就是要让大家过一个圣洁的生活。
They study the Bible.
他们就学习圣经。
They fast two days a week.
他们一星期禁食两天。
They do good works, go visit in the prisons.
他们也就是有很多善行啊，他们去监狱里看囚犯。
They are doing really good things.
他们做的都是很好的事情。
Anyone who looks at them says, ah.Those must be the people that Paul's talking about when he says saints.
所以大家看到他们就说，哎呀，他们肯定是保罗所说的那些圣徒。
And John still does not find that he's holy.
但是约翰仍然没有发现自己就成为圣洁。
He decides, ah, this is what I need.
他就决定说，这个是我要做的。
If I become a missionary,
如果我成为一个宣教士
，then I'll be holy.
那我就会圣洁了。
So he comes.To America,
所以他又来到美国
，Georgia，
到了那个
Before we are a country，
在美国就是建国之前，他又来到了美国，在这个应该是在
To be a missionary to the American Indians，
然后他就是成为就是当地印第安人对印第安人来宣教的宣教士
，And he's a complete failure，
然后他就完全失败了。
He ends up in trouble with a woman in the colony.
然后呢，跟那个当地殖民地的一个女士呢，他们最后有些麻烦。
He's going to be taken to court.
他本来要被告到法庭上。
And he runs and goes back to England, catches a boat.
他就逃回了英国。
He's still trying desperately to do enough things.
他就是很。非常努力的想要去做足够的事情。
To work his way through this list，
就是刚才列出来的这些，他想要去把它给做出来。
So、
他想把这些问题都解决，以至于他可以成为圣洁。
On the boat, a storm comes up。
但是在他回英国的这个路上呢，这个船上呢，有一个大的风暴。
The small ship。
那个船呢不大。
And Wesley thinks they're going to sink.
然后那个 Wesley 觉得他们那个船要沉了。
And he's scared to death.
然后他就怕了要死。
Because he knows that Paul says only the holy, only the righteous will inherit the kingdom of God.
因为他知道保罗说的只有圣洁的人，只有义人才能够承受神的福。
And he's been trying.
他在很努力地想要成为义人。
But he's quite sure that he is not holy or righteous.
他非常确定自己既不圣洁也不公义。
And now the boat is going down.
现在这个船要沉了。
And he despairs. And he sees a group of passengers over in the corner.
那个乘客他们在一个角落里。
They too think the boat is going down.
他们也觉得说这个船要沉了。
And so they're singing hymns.
所以他们就在一起唱赞美诗。
Hymns about heaven.
是关于天堂的赞美诗。
They're happy.
他们就挺开心的。
He thinks they're nuts.
然后约翰威斯理觉得这些人脑子发疯了，脑子。
But when the storm calms,
但是当那个暴风雨过去之后
，He seeks out their leader and says,
他就去找这群人的那带领他们的人。他说：“为什么你们都不怕呢？”
And they're going to heaven.
然后这个带领人就说：“我们要去天堂了。”
How did you know?
他说：“那你们怎么知道你们要去天堂了呢？”
We are
saints. 因为我们是圣徒。
We have been made new.
我们已经被神更新，让神成我们成为新造的。
He gets back to London. He's very troubled by this.
然后他到了伦敦之后呢，他心里真的是很烦扰他。
And he finds an illiterate shoemaker.
然后他又找到一个，就是一个做鞋的一个鞋匠，但这个鞋匠是不认字儿的。
He has his master's degree from Oxford.
他当然当时他有从牛津大学来的这个硕士学位。
And he goes to this shoemaker.
他去找这个不认字儿的鞋匠。
Teach me how to find God.
说，请你教我如何找到神。
And for several months, he's just in despair.
然后呢，有好几个月的时间，他真的是很绝望。
Goes on a Wednesday morning.
他就每个星期三的早晨
to his Anglican church.
他星期三的早晨都去他那个安利甘，就那国教的教堂。
And the choir sings an anthem from Psalm 130.
然后那个他们那个诗班呢，就从诗篇一百三十篇里面唱这个一个圣诗。
Out of the depths have I called to you, O God.
他说。神啊，我从地的深处向你求告。
And Wesley writes in his journal, that was me.
然后约翰威斯理说，那个就是我。
That night he goes to a little prayer meeting of these Moravians that he had met on the boat.
然后那天晚上呢，他就去在船上遇到的那群人，其实摩利维亚那个兄弟会的人，然后他就去参加他们的祷告会。
They really don't have a pastor.
这些人他们其实也没有一个牧师。
But someone stands up and begins to read.
然后有人就站起来开始读圣经。
And he reads from Martin Luther's commentary on Galatians.
然后呢，这个人
啊 ，Romans, I'm sorry, Romans.
他就读的是马丁路德对罗马书的注释，就是解经书。
Where Luther writes.
那时候路德写的是。
We are justified by faith in Jesus Christ.
我们因我们称义是因为我们在在耶稣基督里的信心，是完全是因着恩典。
And Wesley says,
威斯理又说
，Suddenly I saw it.
我突然之间我就看到了。
All I must do,
我所有要做的就是
is put my faith in him.
就是把我的信心放在他身上。
And so sitting there in this meeting,
所以他就坐在那个当时那个聚会中。
He says, "I'll do that."
他说我就要这样做。
And guess what happens?
你知道后边发生了什么吗
？Nothing.
什么也没发生。
Nothing dramatic.
没有什么令人。
No, you're lightning bolt.
没有说天上那个雷鸣电闪。
Nothing dramatic.
没有任何好像很戏剧化。
All he says later is, "My heart felt strangely warm."
他说我只是那个后边呢，我的心就感觉不异乎寻常的温暖。
But from that time forward.
但是从那一刻开始到以后
，His life is entirely different.
他的整个的生命就完全不同了。
But here's the thing.
但是关键点在
，All the things he had been doing before.
他之前所做的一切的事情。
The praying, the fasting, the studying the Bible, the visiting the poor, the preaching, all of that.
就是说祷告、读经、去探访穷人，然后去就是去宣讲福音。
He kept doing.
他继续的做。
But now it was entirely different.
但是现在就完全的不同了。
Before he was doing those things in order to become holy.
他以前做的一些事情是为了让他自己成为圣洁。
Now he was doing them.
他现在做同样的事，因为神已经使他成为圣洁。
And do you see what a difference that makes?
你知道这个带来什么样的这个
Before, you can read his journal, before, oh, this was hard work.
在之前他会说，哎呀，这个真的是一个很艰难的工作。
I have to do all of this to try to somehow earn something with God.
我必须得就是要这样做，这样才能赢得神对我的赞同，赢得神的恩惠。
Now,
现在呢
？I happily do these things.
我就是很高兴的做的这些事情。
Because,
因为
what God has done for me.
因为神在我身上已经成
就了。And now I don't have to live in that list from Corinthians.
现在我就不需要再做就是活在那个哥林多的这个里边的这一个清单里。
Because now I'm able to live in a new way.
因为现在我可以。过一个新的生活方式。
Then as Kinlaw said,
就是金丹尼说
，Look at two people doing the same thing.
你看有两个人，他们做的都是同样的事情。
And they may not be doing the same thing.
他们可能也不是，其实并不是在做同样的事情。
I love his way of putting it.
我很喜欢他怎么样来描述。
Two people doing the same thing may not be doing the same thing.
两个人做同样的事情，可能没有，并没有做同样的事情。
They're both here.
他们都在这儿坐着。
And they're both reading the Bible.
两个人都在读圣经。
And they're not doing the same thing.
但是他们却做的不是同一件事。
Because one has to make sure to get through today's assigned reading.
因为一个
so that God won't get mad.
一个就是我今天要把今天的读经计划完成，这样神就不会对我生气。
The other,
另外一个
already knows that God isn't mad.
知道说神对我是没有生气的。
I'm his child and he loves me.
我是他的孩子，他爱我。
But I do want to hear from you today.
但是我想今天听到神的声音。
I'm gonna read his word.
所以我要读神的话。
Are they both doing the same thing? Yes.
他们是不是都在做同一件事情呢？是的。
But are they doing the same thing? Absolutely not.
他们在做同一件事情吗？肯定也不是。
One is trying desperately to earn God's favor, and it leads to a life of ongoing and complete frustration.
一个呢是想要，就是说，哎呀，我要得到赢得神的恩惠，赢得神的青睐，但是这样的生活就是很灰心丧气。
The other,
另外一个
knows God and loves Him,
认识神也爱神
and is doing the same outward action.
他外边的行为看是一样的
，from a completely different motivation，
但是确实有一个完全不同的动机。
So Paul says，
所以保罗说
，You've already been transformed，
你们已经被改变了。
But，
但是
，day after day keep seeking heavenly things，
但是日复一日的你们要寻求天上的事。
Day after day, keep allowing your citizenship in heaven to guide your life here.
就是每一天要让你们天上的这个国籍，天上的公民的这样的一个想法来引导你们日常的生活。
And when you live that way,
当你这样来生活的时候
，your motivation and your way of thinking is new.
那你的动机跟你的想法就是全新的了。
Now, how do you get there?
那你如何能到达这一步呢
？Let's go. I'm going to read several scriptures. I'm going to jump here for a little bit.
哦，我会读好几节经文，然后我们跳了。
But remember in Philippians, we've looked at this verse before.
我们记得腓立比书以前我们看过这一节。
Paul says, "You have the mind that Christ had."
保罗说，你们要当以基督耶稣的心为心。
The path of humility, not self-promotion.
是个谦卑之路，而不是说要高抬自己的道路。
A mind that cares about others more than caring about themselves.
是在意别人胜过在意自己。
And if you're like me, you're going to hear that and say, "Yeah, well, I'm not Jesus."
你要是像我，就会可能就会听到说，哦，我又我 但是我不是耶稣基督啊。
Yeah, it's perfectly good to tell me all you have to do to play basketball well is to play like Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan, whoever he is. Jackson is something else. Jordan, okay.
Or LeBron James.
LeBron James, okay. I'm not very good.
所以说，你就对我来讲，这个是没用。说哦，你就打球就像迈克乔丹就可以。
I should have checked with my son-in-law. He knows all of that.
我应该，我刚才没搞清，应该问我儿子那个女婿，他知道这所有的一切。
You can tell me all you have to do to play basketball well is just have the mind of LeBron James.
你就告诉我说，哎呀，你那个你打篮球。你就像那个谁
，But that's not going to do me any good.
LeBron James 就行。你对我来讲，你有他那样的心态，你就可以打。
Because I'm not him.
但对我来讲，这个没用啊，因为我也有心态。
And so when Paul says, all you have to do is have the mind of Jesus.
所以当保罗说，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，我可以说。
That's not going to help.
那个好像也没用啊，也没有什么帮助。
I'm not him.
我不是他。
But if somehow.
但是如果。
I could be filled with the spirit of LeBron James.
如果我能够有这个 LeBron James 这个篮球运动员有他的这个有他的这个灵
that suddenly who he was,
然后突然他怎么样
was who I am.
他是怎么样的我也就成什么样
Now would I still have to practice?
那我是不是还是要练球呢
I would still have to do the things he did.
我还是要去做他所做的事情。
But now it would be possible.
但是现在有可能的就是。
Because I had somehow been filled with his qualities.
因为就是这一切成为可能是因为我现在拥有他的那个特质，他的那个天赋。
So look at what happens to Paul.
那你看保罗怎么样呢
？Paul says in Romans 8.
保罗在罗马书第八章说。
You are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if the spirit of God dwells in you.
他说，
Verse 9.
Okay. 他说，如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。
He says, you are no longer who you were.
你们不再是你们自己。
That spirit of Christ has come and filled you.
神的灵已经进来，住在你们里边了。
Now again, do you still have to discipline yourself?
那是不是你还是要继续的操练自己呢？ Yeah. 自律呢？
After I had this spirit of LeBron James,
即使你有
I still have to go to practice.
即使你有这个篮球运动员的这个，就是他的这个能力，他的这样的一个精神，你还是要去练球。
Paul doesn't say to them.
保罗没有说。
You have been filled with the spirit of Christ, and now there's nothing more for you to do.
不是说你们现在已经被基督的灵所充满，现在你什么都不用做了。
He says.
他说。
Filled with the spirit of Christ, and so now you can do what Christ calls you to do.
他现在你们被圣灵充满，你们现在就可以去行出来神所呼召你们要行的事。
Galatians 2.
在。加拉太书第二章
Paul gives us this wonderful picture of what this means.
保罗就给了我们一个很棒的一个描述，一个景象。
I have verse 20.
我有第二十节。
I have been crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
It is no longer I who live.
现在活着的不再是我。
But Christ who lives in me.
乃是基督在我里边活着。
His spirit now fills me.
现在是他耶稣基督的灵充满了我。
And that makes it possible to react to situations the way he would.
那就让就是说你面对一个情况你的反应像神那样来反应让这一切成为可能。
Here is the practical application I want you to understand of what we're talking about.
我想要这里大家明白就是这个实际的应用之处。
How many of you this past week were faced with some situation in which you're pretty sure that Jesus' response would be different to that situation than the response of other people?
上个星期你有没有在一个情况里边就是你很确定说如果是耶稣在这个情况里他的反应跟别人的反应是不同的
Someone said something
有人说了一些事情
You faced some area of temptation
你面对试探
You drove to church on the turnpike
然后你开车从turnpike上来教会
At some point this week
在这个星期的
什么时间 Someone crossed you in some way.
有些人就在某些方面激怒你。
And you're pretty sure that Jesus' response is different than your natural response.
你很确定就是耶稣的反应跟你自然的反应是不同的。有没有这样的时刻？
Most of us could say, yeah, I faced that sometime this week.
我想我们大家大多数人都可以说我这个星期有这样的经历，有这样的时刻。
As long as I go through life thinking,
只要我在这个过日子的时候这样想，
if I can ever get myself to consistently respond the right way in those things, I will be like Christ.
有没有这样，就是说如果我能够持续不断的以一个正确的方式来反应，那我就像耶稣基督了。
As long as I think like that,
只要我这样想的话，
I'm going to be frustrated.
那你就会很垂头丧气，
on the other hand,
但是从另一方面
，as long as I think，
我要只要我这样去想
，well it doesn't matter I'm a Christian，
只要我想说哎呀没关系我是基督
徒 ，I'm going to heaven and so however I act doesn't matter，
反正我要去天堂我怎么样来反应这个不重要
，then I'm not going to grow，
那你就不会我也不会成长
，and if I respond to people I'm going to be a Christian jerk。
如果我对我面你这样想我就说你是一个基督徒的怎么说就可能
Paul says
保罗说
Christ,
我已经与基督同钉十字架
It's no longer me
现在不再是我
But Christ who lives in me that is facing this situation
而是基督在我里面才面对这些情况
And so now I have the power.
现在我就有这样的能力
to respond as He would.
就像耶稣基督那样来回应
Now here's what's very important to understand.
这里很重要的一点要明白。
He hasn't taken over my body and turned me into a robot.
神不是就是说把我变成一个机器人。
So do I have the power to respond in the wrong way?
所以我有没有就是一个错误的方式来回应的能力呢？还是有的。
Absolutely.
肯定是有的。
But I now have the power to choose.
但是我现在其实是有能力来选择。
A response that I never had the power to choose before. It just couldn't happen.
就是以前我没有这种能力来选择。
Because I was me and I'm not a very nice person.
因为我是我自己，我并不是一个很好像很好的人。
But now because Christ lives in me.
但是现在因为耶稣基督在我里边活着。
I can say.
我可以说
I will choose to react
我要选择这样子来
Christ would react in this situation
我要选择像耶稣基督来反应那样子来反应
Dietrich Bonhoeffer said it like
就是潘霍华这样说
To be a Christian means
他说成为一个基督徒就意味着
That the space that was once occupied by the old man
就是原来是被这个我看这句话他说原来是本来是我站在的占领的空间
is now occupied by Jesus Christ
现在我让位给耶稣基督
I like his imagery
我很喜欢他
this space in my head
就是这个我的这个空间原来在我头脑中自己的空间
that was filled by self
原来我完全是充满了自我就老旧我
is now filled by Christ
现在已经被这个老我这个旧人已经被耶稣基督占据了
head, that heart,
现在那个头脑那个心
can guide my hands.
可以来引导我的手
I still have choices.
我仍然还有选择权
And that's where this ongoing discipline is important.
那就是那个持续不断的那个操练那个自律就为什么这么重要
But I now have the power to choose.To respond in his way.
但是现在我就有选择来以神的方式来回应的能力了。
Paul uses this phrase to describe this.
保罗是用这个词语来描述这一切。
He uses this phrase so much that it's almost like a signature for Paul.
所以保罗用了很多次这样的词语，所以这个变成他的，就好像他的特征，他的名片了。
If you're reading through the Bible,
如果你读圣经
and you happen to get a copy of the Bible that had no titles anywhere
如果你在这个圣经上，它就是只有圣经上面没有每个小段有它的一个标题。
You see the phrase in Christ.
如果你看到这个词语说在基督里
，You know that you're somewhere in Paul's letters.
你就知道说你就可能在读保罗的书信。
And if you don't see that phrase anywhere in the letter, it's probably not by Paul.
如果你在这个书信里没有看到
That's his signature.
在基督里，这就是保罗书信的特征。
150 times.
保罗说在基督里，
in Christ,
在他里面，
in Christ, in Christ.
在他用不同的方式来描扎爱子里，多达150多次。
So you get this contrast.
所以呢，你就有这样的一个对比。
Paul says, "Before we were born again."
保罗说，在我们重生之前，
we were in Adam.
我们是在亚当里。
We lived with his nature.
我们是以亚当的那个老旧的这个特质来生活的。
Now that we are a believer, we are in Christ.
现在我们信主了，我们在基督里。
And his nature goes.
然后是。耶稣的这个特性
in Adam,
他的属性来充满我们在亚当里 我们是行在黑暗里
Paul says in Christ we walk in light
保罗说在基督里我们是行在光明中
in Adam we were slaves to sin
在亚当里我们是罪的奴仆
in Christ we are slaves to righteousness
在基督里我们是义的奴仆
in Adam we delighted in our sins
在亚当里，我们以罪为乐。
In Christ, we have put on a new self.
在基督里，我们穿上了新人。
And we delight in righteousness.
我们所喜悦的就是公义。
We find joy in doing right.
当我们行公义的正确的事情的时候，我们就有喜悦。
Back to quote, John Wesley.
我们在讲那个约翰威斯利。
I'm preparing for a trip, and yesterday I was working on a lecture for this.
昨天呢，我因为要外出，所以我在准备一个讲道。
Someone wrote to Wesley and asked him a question.
有人就给威斯利写信，问了他一个问题。
What should be my greatest goal in life?
那我生命中最大的目标应该是什么呢？
And they expected him to write something like this. Your greatest goal should be to be holy.
然后他们期待的是，约翰威斯利会说，你们人生中最大的目标就是要圣洁。
He wrote back and he said, "Your greatest goal should be to be happy."
他说，你们最大的人生目标就是要开心，要幸福。
And then he explained what he meant.
然后他就解释了说他的意思是什么。
He's remembering those. 10 or 12 years when he tried to be holy and was miserable.
他就想起来就是他过去10到12年的时间想要成为圣洁然后都特别难受也过得也很
He says to them,
他对他们说
If you understand what it truly means to be like Christ,
如果你们真正明白像基督是意味着什么
you will understand that true happiness comes.
你们就知道说真正的幸福来自于
When we live the way He designed life to be lived,
你们就活的就是神本来计划我们要活的生活。如果我们那样去生活，你真的就是很开心。
I really had hoped some time to teach through the Sermon on the Mount here.
我真的希望有机会我来好好的讲三上宝训。
One of those things that's going to stay on my never got done list.
它是我一个从来不会完成的计划里面列表之一。
But That sermon starts this way.
但是那个登山宝训，它刚开始是这样讲的。
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
他说虚
is the kingdom of God.
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
And the word blessed.
他说那个有福那个词
is a word that does not mean saintly.
Saintly.
Saintly.Holy, pure.
他说那个有福不是说，哎呀，就像一个圣徒这样子，是很圣洁、很洁净的。
That word, other places in the New Testament is translated happy.
在这个有福这个词在圣经里别的地方，就是新约里边把它翻译成一个开心、幸福。
Jesus begins this sermon, the first word is.
所以
happy.
圣经这个有福这个词在原文里边它是。 三个宝瓶的第一个
词，这个词
意味着幸福快乐。这别的就告诉我们说
，happy，
你如何来开心，如何来幸福，如何来
是事儿，
如何来快乐呢
？When I finally understood that，
当我最终了解、认识、明白这一点的时候
，the Sermon on the Mount completely changed for me。
这个登山宝训对我来讲完全有改变了。
Because you see, I grew up reading and hearing the Sermon on the Mount, something like this.
因为我从小读，然后我成长的环境听到了讲
到人说。If you want to go to heaven,
如果你想要去天堂的话
，you're going to live like this.
你得这样子来生活。
You heard thou shalt not kill.
你听到了说你不可杀人。
I'm telling you.
但是我告诉你
，Don't even be angry.
你都别生气。
But what if?
但是如果。
What if Jesus was saying this?
但如果耶稣说的是
，happy，
你要开心，你要幸福
，blessed，
你要蒙福
，are those who live in my pattern of life，
是照着我的这个生活，就我的这个模式，我可定下来的模式来生活。
And he says, let me give you an example.
我给你一个例子。
You've heard don't kill.
你听到说不可杀人。
But does not killing is that enough to make you happy?
难道这个只是不单单不杀人就让你开心吗？让你觉得很
？That's really not a sufficient for happiness, is it?
对不对？不杀人并不能说让你就觉得你挺幸福。
But what if?
但是如果
you can go through life,
你可以过你的
and those things that used to make you so angry no longer make you angry.
那些本来是让你挺生气的事情，现在不再让你生气了。
Would you then have a happier life?
你是不是现在就更开心更幸福了
？Absolutely，
肯定的。
He is not thundering and shaking his fist at us。
他不是在那好像雷鸣电闪，抓着拳头对我们在喊。
He is saying，
他对我们说
，Let me show you a happier way to live。
让我告诉你们一个更幸福的、更喜乐的生活方式。他就然后讲了整个这个，他整个这个三上宝训。他说。
When you pray,
当你祷告的时候
，Don't be like the Pharisees.
不要像那个法利赛人安的假冒伪善的人。
Who love to stand up?
他喜欢站起来。
Almighty Father,
说，伟大全能的父神呐，你是圣洁的，你就耶稣说。
When you pray for the sake of impressing people,
当你为了就是让别人。他觉得你怎么样印象深刻的样子为这节目来祷告的话 那真的是幸福吗真的让你开心吗
No
不会
Number one a lot of them aren't going to be impressed so now you're disappointed
第一个呢很多人可能并不会被你打动所以你就有点失望了
The few who are impressed you know you have to impress them again next week
那个被你打动
的人 So it's just a rat race
所以你下星期还得努力去打动他们所以就变成个恶性循环
And deep inside you realize that God wasn't even listening while you were making that fancy prayer
就是你里面也知道当你祷告的这个好像词力一个华丽词藻的这个祷告神可能都没有听 但是他说
What if you were able to just kind of go into the corner somewhere
但是如果你可以到一个角落里
And these people out here didn't matter anymore
外边的人对你来讲已经不重要
you shut your door,
你就把门关上
and you pray to your father in heaven,
你就是对你天上的父来祷告
and you tell him what you need,
你告诉他你所需的
and you talk to him,
跟他讲跟他交谈
wouldn't that bring some happiness in prayer?
那个是不是让你祷告带来一些幸福
wouldn't that be a joy?
让你开心那是不是让你
relationship with your heavenly father?
跟你的父神有这样的关系是不是更喜乐呢
And so Wesley said to this person writing him.
所以威斯里对这个给他写信的人说
This should be your goal.
这应该是你的目标
To be happy in Christ.
就是要在主里喜乐，在主里开心
To enjoy what He's already done.
就是享受神已经做的
And now you have the possibility to live that way.
现在你有这个有这种可能性，你就来过这样的生活因为他所行的，他所成就的。
Crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
现在不再是我活着，乃是基督在我里面活着。
The life I am now living in this body.
我现在是在肉身活着。
I'm still in this body.
我仍然活在那个
world,
我仍然在这个世界上活的，仍然在这个肉身活的。
But the life I am living in this body,
但是我如今在肉身活着。
I am living by faith in the Son of God.
是靠着是因信神的神的儿子而活。
And so it means I go through this life,
所以我在这个今生的人生过日子。
Responding, choosing to respond to situations,
就选择对环境的反应。
As Jesus would respond to,
就像耶稣基督那样来反应。
And I now have the power to do that because of Him living in me.
我现在之所以能够这样子来生活，是因为耶稣基督住在我里边。
And that transformed all the relationships around me.
那就改变了我所有的关系。
Now, is that kind of life possible?
那样的生活，那样的生命可能吗？
In ourselves, absolutely not.
靠我们自己肯定是不行的。
But in Him,
但是在他里边，
absolutely yes.
那肯定是可以的。
One day at a time.
一天一天的过日子。
If you look 20 years down the road,It's impossible.
如果你一下子想到头再往前二十年是不可能
的。If I say to you, can you respond to situations in your life for the next 20 years like Jesus did?
如果我问你说你能不能未来二十年都像耶稣基督那样来对环境反应。然后一个坦诚答案应该是不行的，就太难了。
But Paul doesn't call us to respond to situations for the next 20 years.
但是保罗没有呼召我们要对这个环境未来二十年的环境。
The life I live today.
那个我今天所过的日子。
I live by faith in the Son of God.
我是靠着在信神的儿子而活。
And so the question is not, can I do this 20 years?
所以问题不是我可不可以在二十年内都这样来做。
The question is, can I do this today?
这个问题就是我今天可不可以做到？
And the answer to that is yes.
这个答案就应该是是的。
Because he lives in me.
因为他住在我里面。
When I leave church today.
当我今天离开教会的时候。
And I bump into some temptation.
然后我碰到一些试探。
I can choose.
我可以选择。
Christ lives in me.
耶稣基督住在我里边。
He can handle this. He can do this.
他可以来处理这一切，他可以，他有能力来做到。
I don't know about tomorrow, but for today, I'm
我不会去担心，我不会担心明天，我就是今天我可以做到。
I can respond today in His way.
所以我今天可以选择是以他的方式来做。
And if I do that,
如果这样做的话
，tomorrow,
明天
，I just do the same thing again.
我就做同样的事情。
And eventually, I'm able to look back and say, "Wow, you know, I look more like Jesus than I used to."
所以当我们回头看的时候，我们就发现，哦，我现在已经比以前更像耶稣基督了。
Because he is living in me.
因为他住在我里边。
And he is shining through.
因为他从我里边这样子展现出去。
That takes the pressure off that makes some Christians so gloomy.
然后这个就让一些基督徒很沉闷、很抑郁的这样子，这个压力就被就挪去了。
The kind of attitude that says, "Oh, this is so hard to be."
然后他心里面就是这种心态，就是哎呀，成为基督徒太难了。但是不管怎么样，我要努力。
That's not what Jesus came to do.
那不是耶稣让我们去做的。
I came to give you life abundantly.
因为耶稣来说，我是要给你们生命，并且给你们更丰盛的生命。
And we're able to do that in Christ.
我们是在基督里就可以做到。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, I ask that you will help us this week.
亲爱的主，这个星期求你来帮助我们。
That we will live out the life you have promised.
我们能够活出来你所应许我们的生命。
Not through our desperate efforts.
不是靠我们自己那种非常无望的努力。
But through a joyful life.
而是因为在你里边这样一个喜乐的生命。
That day by day we will choose to respond.
然后每一天我们会选择像你那样子来反应，因为你住在我们里边。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。